This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Philip Kopczynski. You should listen to my podcast. It's called Phil Cops One-Offs, Small Town News, and interesting stories from interesting people, and then animal sexual behaviors. Did you know that a kangaroo will make two different types of milk? Did you know that a spider will break his dick off in a lady spider vagina? Did you know that a pig orgasm lasts for 30 full minutes? Did you know that a dolphin will bite an eel in half just to masturbate with its corpse? You can learn all that if you listen to Phil Cops One-Offs every Tuesday. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Google, the internet, dude, everywhere. If you connect to the cloud, if you talk to space with your phone, you can find my podcast. But you can also go to my website, Philip Cop Comedy. Please do it.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I need to know their birth date in relation to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed flying Flight 907 into the first tower.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's episode, Deese sits down with the other half of the nearly famous comedy duo, Michael Glatzmeyer. And now your host. After not drinking for a month, he's nearly sober. Deese Casillas.
We talk.
Okay.
We're recording. Now we're recording. We just had a lot of great things we were talking
about
before.
Thanks, guys. Good night. That was a good show.
No, but honestly, I don't know. I didn't know what to call this podcast because she turned down every single idea.
Yeah, well, you know, that's like her opinion, man.
Her opinion is really fucking up my podcast.
Yeah, well, you just do what you tell her. Guess what? You can start your own podcast and name it whatever you want.
Yeah.
Until then, I'll name my own.
And that's what we got to do. I'm going to be releasing the first episode of this in probably 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I need to find a good...
This isn't the first episode?
No.
I'm not the premiere. That's it. I'm out of here. You're the third person. Shut it
you're
down.
I'm sorry. You're not the first person on the podcast. I've interviewed a few people. I just have to decide who I like better.
That's okay.
You'll find out when I release a podcast who I liked better if this is not the first episode.
I'd rather go later once you have some people listening anyway.
Yeah,
since
yeah.
This is going to be
yes.
Crush the ratings this
three
episode.
Episodes in, we're going to have a million views and you're going to be famous. So I'll make sure to put this three episodes in.
Yeah, that's right. Do they? Yeah. Yeah, it'll be good. It's either going to be dominating with a bit of truth here, I'm just going to say, I love this podcast, and then I left that space open, so you can dub in whatever.
Can you say it more like you mean it, though?
Man, I love this podcast that is called whatever you name it. You can dub it in later.
Yeah,
just drop it in.
That's good. I like that. I like that.
You drop in the soundbite of whatever the name of it is later.
Awesome. Awesome. Welcome, everybody, to my podcast. Blank. That's what I'll start doing for all of my podcasts now. Welcome to the podcast. We have our guest on here today is Deese Casillas. Say hi, Deese.
Hi, Deese.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you,
That's
buddy?
That's great. I really hated that intro. That's a really good intro. It's just to be like, hey, welcome, Deese.
Hey. Welcome to my house.
Yeah, so our guest today is Deese Casillas. Deese Casillas and I have been performing together for a couple years now.
Yeah.
Our last trip we did was to Montana, and
highly rated. All the papers, all the periodicals raved.
effect.
Gave it two thumbs up.
What was your... Because there was a lot of shining moments in our Montana trips together. What has been one of your favorite moments?
We had a lot of long ride, car rides, car trip, a lot of hours logged on those highways and byways.
I'm sorry.
Which by the way, do we need highways and byways? Can't we just say highways? Like, no one's ever said just highways and been like, yeah, but I mean, what about the byways? Are you like, you know, also no one ever says, I'm just going to hop on the byway. What is a byway?
I don't even know what those are.
That's the first.
Sound like a made up thing.
Yeah, it is. It's fake news. My favorite moment, I think, was that night we were all crammed. There were like four of us and a couple refugees, I think, in a Motel 6 in Missoula. And like, and Sophie and I, our other partner who travels with us to open for us pretty regularly, we just came back shit faced, just super hammered from the bar.
God.
And Sophie made me smoke weed with her. And Sophie did like an Olympic style tumbling act through the hotel room that's like 8 square feet.
You remember, I caught her head.
Yeah, she almost smashed her head open on the dresser, but Michael pulled a ninja move and caught her. And then she like passed out on a tiny, first she wouldn't get off the floor, and I tried to get her off the floor, and she's like, just leave me here to die. Call my parents and tell them I love them. I'm sorry, I'm so sweaty. And then she passed out in like a corner of the bed, and then I passed out on the other bed. And I think that's the night Natasha threw a bag of chips at me.
It was because you were snoring so loud that she threw a bag of chips at you. And you did not seem that angry about the bag of chips being thrown at you.
No, I was not angry about being woken up. I was not angry about having things thrown at my head. The only thing I was angry about is when I woke up and I looked at the bag of chips as if they were gluten-free. And I was indignant that someone, I was sharing a hotel with people who would eat gluten-free chips. I was very upset about that, which I think says a lot about me, is that you can throw things at my head and wake me up in the middle of the night, and my disposition is like, whatever.
I should have been mad at these two for just coming in at night. They were so noisy, first of all, that night. So we woke up from them coming in through the door.
Yeah.
Sophie tumbling and doing a somersault and me having to catch.
Yeah, she was like performing. She's like a Cirque du Soleil performer.
I slept on the floor.
Yeah,
that night, because I was being nice to let Deese Casillas have his own bed.
I wanted Michael to cuddle with me, but he said no.
He declined
and slept on the floor.
The grossest floor in the world.
At a Motel 6.
A Motel 6.
Yeah.
That was not.
It hasn't been cleaned since they put the flooring in.
You and I both wrote jokes. I stopped telling them because you were also telling them, and I was telling a few jokes about it.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things in comedy. I was like, oh, your jokes about it were way better. So I just stopped telling mine because you had a longer version because you have all the jokes about going to Yellowstone Park.
Yeah.
And then you have the jokes about the hotel we stayed in.
The upgrade, because we stayed at several. We are like points members. We're like premier guests at Motel 6s now. We stayed at I think it's a record amount of motel. We stayed at every Motel 6 in Montana while we were on that trip.
It was horrible. Toilets that were roaring at us at night. We even, it sounded like our toilet had like a demon in it.
Yeah,
or something. Because all night it was just like.
The last quick sidebar. Last time you've done Lewiston with me before, and we're actually going to be doing it again on May 30th at Shooters Sports Bar in Lewiston, Idaho. You can find Michael Glassmeyer and Deese Casillas, a nearly famous duo. Actually, May 31st, Friday at 8 p.m. at Shooters. Anyway, go see that. But last time I was there,
for all my viewers,
yeah,
all my 100 viewers.
This may come out after that show happens. I was checking in, and I was the last to check in, and I had friends, comics from Seattle, that came over to do the show with me. And when I was checking in, one of them comes running down the hall to the counter, and I'm like, oh, hey, man, how's it going? He's like, oh, can't talk. Okay, hey. And he grabs the guy at the counter. He's like, hey, my toilet is overflowing right now, like gushing and won't stop. And the guy's like, we'll turn the water off. I'll be right up. And I go, look at it, and I tell the clerk, you don't have to keep checking me in. You can go fix the toilet first. Like, you don't have to let it just keep overflowing in this hotel room.
He told him to go turn off the... Then go in the back closet right. And get some towels.
Yeah, there's a plunger. Some overalls. Put those on. Get the Roto-Rooter and go fuck... Oh, go. Sorry. Because this is the podcast. Yeah, can we swear on this podcast?
I'll just bleep everything
okay.
out.
Okay. All right.
My first podcast I ever did with you, we were on... our
the
never ending
random discussion.
Dee's kept saying every word he can. You were a little bit more douchier back then. You're a little bit better.
Here's the problem is that A, I was drinking, which happens. The never-ending random discussion is the what I don't know. It's one of the shows on the Pants Penny Network, which is a network of podcasts, which my show, The Social Hour, is on. Gosh, shameless plug.
I'm not going to put that in a podcast.
You can edit that
can
out,
edit
too.
That out.
But when they have four words you're not allowed to say. You as the listeners, can decide what they are. But there's four words you're not allowed to say. And... it slipped out a couple times, and some of them slipped out a few times.
They slipped out almost every 5
minutes. Well, what happened is, if you recall, what happened is they started making comments about giving me crap about them slipping out, and then our mutual friend Will Gilman said, if you're not careful, you're going to beat my record of how many times you've been censored on this show. And I'm like, well, you can't tell me I got a shot at the title and not expect me to take a shot at the title. So I was hitting grand slams all night. I think I called Michael. It doesn't matter. A lot of things happen, and I
let's not pull that record on my show. You can say it one time, and you've beaten the record on
the show. I'll be good. I just went for because also that show is like 4 hours long. You record for, and I get bored sometimes. Not that I don't like those guys and being on the show, but like there's breaks, and I get antsy. So I'm like I'm like a child, and I have to act out. So
it was very long. Oh,
yeah.
My, I did not expect it to, because most podcasts, you're there for an hour,
yeah,
maybe an hour and a half to
right.
get enough material. And then Natasha kept messaging me like, are you going to be home ever?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I've been here for 4 hours.
I think I've
so
been
far.
Abducted.
I mean, they made me dinner before that, so I was
yeah.
happy, but.
Right. Yeah. They sedate you. It's like, that's how they reel you in. We'll make you dinner. Then you stay after. We'll make you dessert. You know what? You seem sleepy. We'll get you a blanket on the couch here. Yeah. Just stay.
So do you still do your, do you do your podcast still when you're out on the road?
I do. So rain or shine, for 4.5 years now, every Wednesday, at least once a week. Regular dates are Wednesday. The podcast, The Social Hour, is released. Sometimes I do twice a week. If I like summertime, when I'm traveling, I do podcasts with breweries during the day, and then shows at night. So, stand-up performances at night, and I during the day I record with breweries, or I'll record with comics. So then I get a lot more podcasts. They're usually shorter episodes, but I'll start releasing them twice a week. But at least once a week, the release date officially is Wednesday. New episode of The Social Hour. I think I'm 260 episodes in, something like that.
I hope my podcast does not go that long. I would say everybody's like, you got to release them every week. I'm like,
yeah.
I might release them every month. I might make it like a Hulu show, and it might have just 7 episodes, and then right? in another year, I'll release 7 more.
Yeah, it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm, where a season is every fortnight. The good news is, with my podcast, I do like about 90 minutes, but a lot of very successful podcasts, probably far more successful than mine, it will do like, you know, a half an hour show, depending on what the show is.
So. Yeah, I think that's what I think is... 30 minutes to an hour, I think, is great. When it starts going over an hour, I think it's really hard to keep it entertaining. That's why editing is very good.
I mean, yeah.
We talk for 4 hours. Do they release all of that on that, or do they cut it down?
It gets down, if I remember correctly. It's been a while since I've done the show, but the podcast, The Never Ending Random Discussion, usually ends up being about a little over two hours, I'd
say.
We're
there for 4 hours? Yeah. I didn't even listen to my own episode. I was there so long, I said, I don't even want to listen to myself.
It's hard.
That long.
Part of it is that I love this podcast. Your podcast has just become us advertising other podcasts. This is great.
Yeah, that's all I want, my podcast. I'm going to be editing most of this out.
Okay, so the I'll finish this sentence, and then we'll move on. But there, or whatever you want to do, it's your show. But the
it's gonna be boring as fuck. I don't care.
They have a Patreon they run. So what they do is, in between, they've got like 4 segments that are I think end up being about a half an hour long, and in between them they record about 20 minutes of time of us just sitting around, and they use that bonus material that is exclusive to the Patreons.
For their 7 Patreons.
Or whatever, you know, it's whatever it is, somewhere between 12 and a million. I don't know. I have access to the numbers. I just don't look because I'm a really bad admin on that. I'm a really bad part of that group.
You're like, I'm just trying to focus on my...
I could find out all those things. I'm technically on the board of directors for Pan's Pending.
I don't think they should even have a board of directors.
Yeah. Well, at this point, sorry to anyone at Pan's Pending who listens to this.
Don't worry, I'm going to edit all of this.
No, there was a point in time where it was a very, very growing network, and we were adding shows consistently. I think we were up at one point between YouTube and audio and video shows, we were up to at least 12, maybe as many as 15 shows, regular shows.
Yeah, you guys had a lot on that.
And then a lot of things happened. A lot of things happened personally with people, and it's difficult to get people to stay up on doing a podcast, because especially most of them you're not seeing a monetary return for a long time, if ever. So, you know, I mean, convincing people to continue to do them and stay up on it is difficult. So we've gotten down to, I think we're down to 3 shows. And the funny thing is, though, we're actually our lineup was cut, you know, God, by 80%, but our numbers almost doubled. So we actually get way more downloads now than we ever did before when we were a bigger network of shows.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
So I was going to ask you, we were talking about traveling and everything a lot.
Yeah.
What is probably one of the biggest adventures or places you've traveled to before?
I've traveled a lot of places, generally Central America, Mexico, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Belize, things like that. One of my greatest adventures recently was about 2 years ago, I went to Belize. And I was there for a couple weeks, and literally, do you want to know how I decided I wanted to go to Belize? when would it have been? This is going to age me, which whatever, it doesn't matter. I was 20 years old, so it would have been 2002. I was in jail. I've been in jail for a significant amount of time. And this may surprise you. They don't have a large library to pull from when you're in jail.
I did not know this. I've never been to jail yet.
Yeah. And one of the things they had was an almanac from like 1993 or something like that. It was like the almanac was like a decade old. But I just read it because I'm like, what I read every other book they had. So I'm like, I'll just read this almanac. And I started reading about these foreign countries because really I thought when I wanted to move to a Latin country, that's been a thing. I'd been a thing in my head for a long time. I lived in Mexico for a while. I wanted to, you know, move. So I was reading about, you know, Central America, and I ended up finding like these things about Belize. It's a U.S. currency is the main currency. English is the main language and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm like, oh, this is like this would be an easy transition. Right. Fast forward to, you know, 14 years later, I actually went to Belize. But it was great. Yeah. The whole thing was a crazy adventure. Cause like I booked it like 2 weeks before I left. I just finally decided, I'm like, I need a vacation. I'm going to go. I want to go. I found a ticket for, I think, $450 round trip. And I just took the time off, and I just took off. And I love it because when I go to other countries, I disappear. Like I turn my phone off. I don't know what time it is. I don't know what day it is for weeks at a time. And it's amazing. But you know, I got there, and there's this island off of, Belize called San Pedro, and that's where I wanted to go. And when we're, you know, you take this water taxi, right? And I hopped on the water taxi and I'm going to the island. And on my way there, I got off on the wrong island. And then I realized that, and I'm like, oh shit. Okay. Well, do I want to stay here? Go to the other island. So I'm like, no, I'll take the last boat and go to San Pedro. So I hopped on the last boat out of this island, which was called Keycocker, from Keycocker to San Pedro. And on the ship, on the boat, this girl starts talking to me, and she's like, where are you from? This and that. And she was from Edmonton, this girl named Cassie. We're actually still really good friends. Me and her mom was there with her. And she's like, are you meeting people here? Are you with people? Are you staying anywhere? I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I just booked a ticket 2 weeks ago. I don't have a place to stay. I just showed up with a backpack. And that's how I travel. Like I pack a backpack. I don't figure out a place to stay. I just like go and I'll figure it out.
You think that's more relaxing? I think though. I mean, I don't know if you do, but I like some people have to have like a huge bag and all this stuff.
Oh God,
and then if you're traveling and actually going on an adventure and you take way too much with you, that is way more stressful than just being
right.
Like, throw some pants, throw some shirts. Throw a deodorant stick and some stuff in there.
It just makes it. So this is what happened. I will run down the things I brought with me. I put on, when I got up that morning to go to the airport, I put on my board shorts. Over those, I put on my tan Dickie shorts. And then I put on my sandals. And then I put on a V-neck shirt, and then I put in my bag. I put like two tank tops, my toothbrush, and my passport and my money, and that is it. I don't wear deodorant. I didn't bring anything to do my hair. I didn't bring a razor. I literally just brought toothbrush, toothpaste, my two tank tops. I'm like, I'm just going to be in a tank top or shirtless all day. I'm on the beach. I don't care. And like, that's what I wore the entire time I was there.
You just come back looking like you were lost for years.
Well, that's
you have a volleyball.
Yeah, Wilson. I took my tooth out with a ice skate. Like, we have dentists here in Belize. You do it your way, brown man.
Well, I think I might need to edit that part out.
It's all right. I'm Mexican.
Oh,
I can say that.
You can say that.
Yeah. So it's funny you say that, though, because when I come back from traveling in Central America, I am Mexican. I get, when I am in an area like that for, you know, any amount of time, I get super fucking tan. Like, I get so dark. And I don't shave, so I've got like a big beard, big bushy beard. And I come through customs. I come on my flight from, and you land in Houston is where the customs to get back from Central America is. And every single time, they've got these little kiosks. They look like ATMs almost. And you like you go up and you scan your passport, and it'll come and take a picture of you. And then, like everyone else, all these other white people scan their passport, takes a picture of them. Green light. Just we'll go right through. You don't need to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Welcome back to America. Here's $100 and a flag. Every single time I scan my passport, the thing comes up, takes a picture of me, and you. It's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah,
literally a big red X. It's like comical. A big red X flashes across your picture, and it's like, go see an attendant. And like they, so I walk up to get to the attendant. And this has happened multiple times, but the last time was about the funniest. She goes, she looks at my passport. She looks like where I've been. I was in multiple Central American countries over a couple weeks. They stamp them, the passport and stuff. And she goes, she looks at me. She's looking at me. She goes, where's all your stuff? I go, my stuff. I go, what do you mean? She goes, where's all your stuff? Like, I don't. What do you mean? All my stuff. What are you asking? She goes, you've been gone for weeks. You're telling me that's all you took? Like, she's looking at me with just this tiny backpack and, like, in my shorts and T-shirt. I'm like, yeah, I'm not a girl. I pack light. And she goes, no, where's your stuff? And I go, I was at the beach the whole time. What was I supposed to pack, you know? Did you want me to take a parka in, like, my service animal?
And, like, she just couldn't believe
no,
that you...
But yeah, she couldn't believe that I took nothing with me.
She's like, somebody, we're going to have to search him. He yeah. has his stuff hidden somewhere.
Yeah, so, yeah. He's got a Magnavox VCR yeah. somewhere. Like, I don't know what she thought I was supposed to bring. But the Belize trip, it was amazing. It's amazing there. Like, it's just, I mean, the girl Cassie, when I was on the boat going across to land, get on San Pedro, the funniest thing is we start talking. She goes, well, do you want to stay? I'll take you to the hostel I'm staying at. They can probably get your room. It's a cool place. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, fine. So we get hit land, and her mom's like, hey, at this point, it's like 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. It's dark. And her mom's like, I'm going to hit the hostel and change. I'm tired. Okay, well, sure. She's like, all right. And Cassie looks at me and she goes, hey, I got to walk across the island and go to an ATM and pull some cash out. Do you want to come with me? And I go, yeah, sure, that's fine. And we start walking and I go, and, you know, a couple minutes into the trip, I'm like, you know what? I go, you Canadians are way better than us Americans. And she goes, why? And I go, because you just met me 12 minutes ago. I am a stranger from another country traveling alone with a backpack like a psychopath. And you asked me to walk across a dark island at night in a foreign country to go to a bank and get money out. I'm like, how did you know I wasn't going to rob you? And she's like, oh, I never even thought of that.
Wait, because, yeah, you guys were complete.
I met her about 20 minutes before that on a boat. Yeah, like, you know, so I'm like, don't worry, I'm not going to do anything. I go, it's just so funny that you Canadian. She's Canadian. She's from Edmonton. I'm like, you guys are so trusting.
But you know what
so
makes them
nice.
Feel very comfortable is before you go to the bank with them, it's letting them know, like, hey, I could rob you at any moment.
Yeah, I just want you to know. Well, it's funny because I think that's when we became really good friends in that moment, because she laughed really hard. She's like, I never thought about that. I'm like, don't worry about it. Like, I'm definitely not going to, but it's so funny. And, like, we just made some jokes. And then I literally spent the entire couple weeks, like, we hung out every day. We met a bunch of other people. She was, yeah.
Well, I know what you mean, because I go to Canada a lot. And anytime I go to Canada, I've stayed with people that I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, last time we went, I did a gig, and the guy's like, oh, if you're ever back in this way, stay with us. The guy didn't even know me. He just met me at a show and was like,
yeah,
come stay at our place. And then he did. He housed us while we were up there. And then I'm like, what? I would never let somebody that I did not know at all. Or like, if it was somebody you knew,
sure,
me knowing you, but if it was like just a complete stranger that I knew nothing about, So I can't do that.
It is odd. I mean, I let comics stay at my house quite frequently, not even some that I've never met, but they're always people I know have worked with, or they're tangentially we know each other, because the comedy community isn't that large, really, when you think about it. Like, we probably, every comedian in America probably knows, is probably like two people removed from knowing every other comedian.
Yeah,
you know. So like, you know, people be, it's like, oh, well, you know my buddy Corey, so you guys know each other. So like, and you know a bunch of these other comics in Seattle or Tacoma or LA or wherever. It's like, at this point, if you were to do anything inappropriate while you're in my home, all you have to do is post to one page, and then every other comic thinks you're a pile of crap now, and you're going to lose a shit. It's just not worth it.
You got to be smarter than that. Well, thank you for telling me all of your fun police stories and not cursing a whole bunch on my podcast.
I think I only did once.
And
it was like half of one.
And the best thing we learned throughout this podcast is you can just edit.
You can edit any fucking piece of shit, motherfucking thing you want to do. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's what I realized. I'm just going to put that for my podcast. We talk a little bit, and then you guys get to listen to 10% of the entire conversation.
What happens?
So people listening to the podcast don't get to hear all the racial slurs.
I talked really bad about Hondurans.
They didn't hear the part about how after – you know, you said, hey, you shouldn't trust people. They could just rob you. And then you're like, oh, I'm just kidding. And then later you actually robbed her.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't hear about that
she's
part.
Dead.
Yeah, she's dead. She's in dead. Belize.
Yeah, she's in the ocean. She's fish food.
Yeah, her
chum in the next day.
God, this is so horrible.
No, Cassie is still one of my best friends. She probably won't listen to this, but if she does, I love you, Cassie, and I miss you. And I hope to see you soon.
I'm going to edit all that out. Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you very much, Deese Casillas, for being on my podcast. That still doesn't have a name.
Yes, I love this podcast.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!